The Bridges at Toko Ri by James A. Michener. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Chapter 1. Sea. The sea was bitter cold. From the vast, empty plains of Siberia, howling winds roared down to lash the mountains of Korea, where American soldiers lost on patrol froze into stiff and awkward forms. Then, with furious intensity, the Arctic wind swept out to sea, freezing even the salt spray that leaped into the air from crests of falling waves. Through these turbulent seas, not far from the trenches of Korea, plowed a considerable formation of American warships. A battleship and two cruisers, accompanied by 14 destroyers to shield against Russian submarines, held steady course as their icy decks rose and fell and shivered in the gale. They were the ships of Task Force 77, and they had been sent to destroy the communist-held bridges at Toko Ri. Toward the center of this powerful assembly rode two fast carriers, the cause of the task force and its mighty arm. Their massive decks pitched at crazy angles, which for the present made takeoffs or landings impossible. Their planes stood useless, huddled together in the wind, lashed down by steel cables. It was strange, and in some perverse way resolutely American, that these two carriers, wallowing in the dusk, bore names which memorialized not stirring victories, but humiliating defeats, as if by thus publishing her indifference to catastrophe and her willingness to surmount it, the United States were defying her enemies. To the east and farther out to sea rode the Hornet, whose predecessor of that name had absorbed a